Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
Today is Saturday, June 21st, 2025. My name is Madeline Romeus, and I am a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter, Kansas City, Missouri. I am here with Sora Bianca Love, a Golden Sora member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter, Kansas City, Missouri. The title Golden Sora means Sora Bianca has met the 50-year milestone of membership in the sorority. We are here today to learn about her story as a woman of our illustrious Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. Sora Bianca, let's begin with you telling us something about your beginning. Where and when were you born?
I was born in Kansas City, Kansas, on February the 8th.
Tell us about your family, growing up, what your parents, your siblings, spouse.
My parents, George and Frances Smith, and I'm the oldest of six children, four girls and two boys.
Do you yourself have children? What are their names?
Yes, I do. I have two children. My oldest, my daughter, Sasha Bird, and my youngest, my son, Michael Allen Love, Jr.
What's your occupation? I imagine you've had a long, varied career.
I'm a retired educator, 46 years. I'm now currently working part-time with the Mid-Continent Public Library as an ELL online adult instructor.
What college did you attend?
I attended an HBCU, Texas Southern University.
What was your major and when did you graduate?
My major, elementary education. And I graduated August 1974 with my bachelor's. I went further, obtained my master's degree there at Texas Southern, graduated August 1979. I returned back home to Kansas City, Missouri, and I received my specialist degree in Ed Administration, May of 1992. The last degree that I completed was my Doctor of Education, Educational Leadership, Nova Southeastern University, July 2001.
When did you become a woman of Alpha Kappa Alpha, and what led you to become an AKA?
I became a woman of Alpha Kappa Alpha on April the 5th, 1974. Oh, I have so many fond memories of our line. It was 23 of us. Everyone was excited. Going to the meetings, we had plenty of practices. We did a lot of performances in the auditorium, TESU's auditorium, and they were known as our step shows. There were other sororities and fraternities that took part in the STEP show. I was always selected to lead all 23 line sisters on the STEP show. Then a couple of times they would have me at the end. In other words, they used to say to bring it on home. So I also function not only at the beginning of the line, but to end those STEP show line performances.
Are you still in touch with your line sisters?
Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, when I attended this past summer our 71st Boulet, I was able to see two of my line sisters, and we were so happy and thrilled to see each other. And we did a lot of catching up.
When did you decide that this is what you wanted to do?
My aunt was not only has been and is still my inspiration, but she was very instrumental in all of the relatives, female relatives, to join Alpha Kappa Alpha. So it was my aunt.
What offices and or titles have you had with Alpha Kappa Alpha in your undergraduate experience and now your graduate experience?
Now, my undergraduate, I just basically went on campus and helped with the events that, they held. But now, currently, I am the chairperson for the Tellers Committee. I also am a member on the Phylacter Committee, Empowering Our Families, the Senior Committee, Uplift Our Local Community. I've worked on Build Economic Wealth and the Arts Committee.
How has AKA impacted your life?
The greatest impact has been where just the gathering of sorrows and just feeling at ease and comfortable, sharing laughs and conversations with my sorrows.
Has AKA influenced your career, and what influence has it had? If any.
Now, the influence that AKA has played a part in my career, leadership. I've held leadership positions in my career. I've been a resource teacher that required leadership. I became a principal that also required leadership. And then I went on and I was over three programs as a director. So leadership, working with many, many people.
What was your most memorable AKA moment?
Well, the two that come to mind was first when I was initiated April the 5th, 1974, in the sorority. And my second is when I attended the 71st Boulet this past summer, 2024. It was held in Dallas, Texas, and I was able to share my experience, fun, not only with my sorority sisters, but with my relatives. My aunt, at 83 years, she's still very active in her sorority at Houston, with her graduate chapter, Houston, Texas. My sister, also a Golden Soror, fall of 1973 was when she was initiated. And her daughter, we call her Miss Jerrica Richardson, my niece. So we all were able to get together and just make memories at the Boule this past summer.
Wonderful. What have been some of your contributions to community service, career, or volunteer services?
Contributions. Well, I've always contributed and to help promote Black businesses by spending my dollars there. Community service. Well, serving on the communities. That's the community service. Just working alongside my SAROS and then seeing all of the many children and adults that we serve. I volunteer tutoring, no charge. So I've done that also. And that's part of the community.
What do you like most about being an AKA?
Just serving on committees and working in the community alongside my SAROS and proudly wearing the pink and green.
Do you have another great AKA story that you'd like to share with us today?
I think the greatest was the Boule. Just being with my sorority sisters, I mean, those are memories that I fondly, remember. Just participating in those events, having and sharing laughs with them. And it's just fun to me. It's just the happiness, the atmosphere, the environment is so different when I'm with my sorority.
What advice do you have for SORs starting out in Alpha Kappa Alpha?
Well, I first would share some advice on becoming active, stress to them the importance of being active in the sorority, and joining as many committees as you can, because that will help you meet other SAROS.
Great advice. Sor Bianca, what do you want SORs to remember about you?
I would hope that SAROS would say when they see me that I greet them with a hug and a smile. And I've often offered assistance to many of our events. Do you need some help with setting up or breaking down an event? So I would say not only the smiles and being friendly, but being helpful and ready to assist as well.
Sor Bianca, is there anything else you would like to share?
Yes, I would. Lastly, I would like to say the best or one of the best decisions that I've made in my life was to become a part of the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporation.
Thank you, Sor Bianca Love, for sharing your story. This concludes the recording for Alpha Kappa Alpha Beta Omega Oral History Project, dated Saturday, June 21st, 2025, at the Midwest Genealogy Center in Independence, Missouri.
Thank you.